It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
Week four of the high school football season kicks off in just a matter of moments. We're almost there, and we're beginning to see the season and the picture kind of come into focus. Our pretenders and our contenders march forward into November and the GISA and GHSA playoffs. So some of the games that we have for tonight is Frederica at Tift Area. Now, Frederica, they've got a brutal schedule. They're off to a 1-2 start, trying to get back to 500. I actually listened to the Brandon Derrick show, which, by the way, you can find at thesouthernsportsedition.com. And he was talking about his goal for the next couple of games, get them both, get back to 3-2 at the midpoint, and then try to win the back half of the season for the Frederick Academy Knights. They'll go on the road to play the Tift Area Panthers. We'll pick some games in the last segment. So this will be one of the games that we circle back to. Robert Toombs at Bullock. Pelham, a GHSA powerhouse, heads to Wintersville to take on the Valwood Valiants, defending state champion Valwood Valiants. Bartram Trail comes up from St. Augustine, and they'll pay a visit to the Swamp in Waycross Memorial Stadium to play the Ware County Gators. Windsor Forest at Beach. Long, look, hey, I've been calling on Long to do something, and here they are, sending the season undefeated. You might see them in the next segment, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Long goes to Groves. East Lawrence at Central Macon. Oceanside Collegiate Academy, that's out of Charleston, they will pay a visit to Savannah Christian. Rebalt from Jacksonville, Florida, will head up to Chris Gilman to play the Camden County Wildcats. And it looks like, you know, both Camden and Richmond Hill, same region, and they opened the region season against one another. It looks like they're on a collision course to where that game, they may both get there undefeated, and that will probably be a top 10 matchup when they get there. So Camden at home against Rebalt, Manatee at Lowndes, the aforementioned Richmond Hill Wildcats, they'll head to New Hampstead, Tift at Bainbridge, Valdosta at Jesuit, Florida. That's going to be a good football game. Not a lot of people know a lot about Jesuit because it's down in Florida, outside the state of Georgia anyway. It's a good football program. That will probably be a competitive football game. Valdosta's heading down there, by the way. Bradwell heads between the bricks to play the Glen Academy Red Terrors. Brunswick High at Effingham. That game gets wonky every year. Now, Effingham's 0-2. I don't really know what to make of the Rebels. They played Houston tough in the first game, lost by, I think, a field goal. And then the next game, they lost a close one to New Hampstead, a team that I thought that Effingham would be better than. So 0-2 for the Rebels. They're going to be at home. This is a region matchup game, by the way, too, against the Pirates. Pirates coming off of a bye week, so they'll be prepared for the Rebels. Statesboro at Greenbrier. The Blue Devils head to that Augusta area. And, you know, I don't know a lot about Greenbrier. I do know that, I guess, if I was picking this game, which I will later, I guess Statesboro would be favored, but I will pick it a bit later and talk a little bit about it more in depth. One of the premier games in the state, Warner Robins at Houston. Both of those teams are ranked inside of the top 10. Houston's undefeated. I think Warner Robins might have one loss to Lee County, I think is who they dropped that game to. That will be a great game. Now, remember, I told you just a few minutes ago that Effingham played Houston earlier in the year and lost by a field goal. Now, they went into the fourth quarter in that game, Effingham did, down by 3 touchdowns. And Houston kicked a field goal in the fourth quarter to secure that victory. So it was a game that was kind of out of hand in the fourth quarter, and then Effingham made a run for whatever reason. Not really sure, you know, the dynamics surrounding that, but I know Effingham made that run in the fourth quarter against Houston. So we'll see what Houston has in store for Warner Robins. Toombs County heads up to North Georgia to play the Rome Wolves. That'll be a good one. Pierce at Wayne. Wayne's off to an 0-3 start, and it doesn't get any easier as they welcome perennial powerhouse, the Pierce County Bears, to JC Stadium. Look, I'm gonna weigh in on the Wayne County thing. This is a tough spot. This is a tough situation. This is a situation where you had a coach the previous year who kind of vamoosed on you and scheduled this ridiculously brutal schedule for the incoming coach. Now, why Coach Jay Boshaw did that before he left is beyond me, because I'm assuming that when he made that schedule, he was planning on playing that schedule. Wayne County is a good football team that has, to this point, fallen victim to playing elite teams on their schedule. Now, does Wayne want to be able to win some of these games against some of these elite teams? I'm sure they do. They have not to this point, and it does not get any easier for the Wayne County Yellow Jackets hosting Pierce County. We'll see how it goes. Southeast Bullock at Calvary Day. This is a make-me game for Southeast Bullock. Southeast Bullock off to a really good start, 2-0, undefeated, but Calvary Day is Calvary Day, and I know Calvary Day's already dropped a game early in this season, but they are a perennial power. Southeast Bullock's got to go there. This is a show-me game, for me at least, for the Yellow Jackets. Let's go to Calvary Day. Let's play a really good football team and see where the chips land at the end for the Yellow Jackets. Islands at Johnson of Savannah. Jenkins at Liberty, Howard at West Lawrence. Here's an interesting one. Appling goes to Swainsboro. You've heard me say a lot, you don't go to Swainsboro and win. But in this case, I think Appling, a couple classifications higher than the Tigers, it will be a good football game, a good physical football game. We'll circle back to that game in the last segment and pick it. Tatnall at Jeff Davis. Let me tell you something right now. Jeff Davis came out of nowhere and buzzsaw Tarleton County. I sat here for 2 weeks and told you, it looks like Tarleton County is really good. Holy cow, look how good Tarleton County is. And then Jeff Davis obliterated them. It was not close last week. So it looks like that Jeff Davis might be for real, at least in for this season. They will be at home against Tatnall County. I'm a believer in Jeff Davis. A few years ago, if you remember, Jeff Davis had a little run where they were making the playoffs and making a little bit of a run when they got in the playoffs, winning some playoff games. And I sat here and told you, hey, that's a good football team before they were. And that came to fruition. We'll see what they got. It looks like they've got a pretty good squad. I mean, they blitzkrieged Tarleton. Blitzkrieged them. Clinch at Berrien. Vidalia at Brantley. Boy, things in Caney Bay have not gone well for the Herons. They will welcome Vidalia, and this will probably be a pretty competitive game. Probably a good one to watch. We'll pick it later in the show. Washington County at Dublin. Bluffton at Savannah Country Day. Bluffton, of course, out of South Carolina, right over the South Carolina line. Yulee at Tarleton, big-time rivalry game. Those two, they play each other every year, and it is always heated. That game is in Folkston. Bryan at Savannah. Screven at Claxton. MCA at ECI. ECI stunned the state last week, beating Swainsboro. They will host MCA up in Twin City this week. And Jenkins County will head to Portal. That will be a good football game as well. Full slate of games. And don't forget, in the next segment, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
You love the game? But you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Here are some key games from around South Georgia tonight. ECI and MCA will renew their rivalry up in Twin City. Richmond Hill pays a visit to New Hampstead. Brunswick takes a short trip up I-95 to take on region foe Effingham. Statesboro will haul to Augusta for a tilt against Greenbrier. Pierce pays a visit to JC Stadium to take on Wayne. And a big one over in Macon as Warner Robins heads to Houston with both ranked in the top 10 in the state. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
All right, so here we go. The Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. I will go ahead and tell you. So we have a couple of teams that fell out of the rankings. Those two teams that fell out were ECI and Charlton. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by DBM Roofing. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, so let's recap what the rankings were from last week, and then we will go full bore into this week. All right, so last week at number one, we had Coffee. ECI was 2, Dublin was 3, 4 Lowndes, 5 Camden, 6 Charlton, 7 Valdosta, 8 Valwood, 9 Clinch, and number 10 was Bullock. All right, so here we go. Remember, ECI and Charlton both out. Charlton lost, ECI coming off of a bye. At number 10, jumping into the rankings for the first time this season with a 31-17 win over Perry. They got a big game against Warner Robins coming up. The Houston Bears check in at number 10 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 9, staying at number 9 with a 33-22 win over Miller County. Clinch County stays at number 9. At number 8, moving up 2 spots from 10 to 8 with a 28 blanking of Augusta Christian, the Bullock Academy Gators jump to number 8. At number 7, moving up 1 spot with a 48-14 dismantling of the Frederica Academy Knights, the Valwood Valiants go from 8 to 7. At number 6, with a 52-29 win over West Broward, dropping 1 spot, the Camden County Wildcats check in at 6. Last week they were 5. At number 5, with a 46-13 win over Central Gwinnett, the Lowndes County Vikings, they also drop a spot. Last week they were 4, now they're 5. At number 4, also dropping 1 spot from number 3 last week, a 56-34 win over Southwest Macon, the Dublin Fighting Irish check in at number 4. Now, the reason that some of these teams fell, here it is. At number 3, with a 32-0 win over the Charlton County Indians, Jeff Davis checks in for the first time this season. They debut in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings at number 3, moving up 5 spots. The biggest jumper this week with a 43-0 win over Daughtry. The Valdosta Wildcats jump from 7-2. And the number 1 team again this week, holding strong with a 40-13 win over Columbia Lake City. The Coffee County Trojans come back and hold at number 1. So we'll recap. At number 10, with a 31-17 win over Perry, the Houston Bears. We'll find out a lot about Houston. They got that big game against Warner Robins. Clinch County, 33-22 winners over Miller County. They're at number 9. At number 8, the Bullock Academy Gators with a 28-0 win over Augusta Christian. At number 7, the defending state champion Valwood Valiants, 48-14 winners over Frederica. They check in at number 7. At number 6, 52-29 as Camden continues to play the Florida leg of their schedule. 52-29 winners over West Broward. The Camden County Wildcats check in at Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings at number 6. Now, just a reminder in case you know you've forgotten or you didn't know, these schools are ranked and across all classifications, and to be eligible to be into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, you must be east of I-75 or roundabout, and you must be south of I-16 or roundabout. So the schools that are roundabout I-75, roundabout I-16, and then inside of that perimeter, they are eligible to be in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So Camden is 6. At number 5, the Lowndes County Vikings. At number 4, the Dublin Fighting Irish. Number 3, Jeff Davis. Number 2, Valdosta, making a jump of 5 spots, the biggest jumper this week, and holding strong at number 1, the Coffee County Trojans. There you have it, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for this week. Next, we got some college games that we got to talk about. Hey, we got to talk about University of Florida.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
Fans, Johnny Wynn here with the AC Guys alongside my partner Robert Sullivan. No matter the temperature outside, the AC Guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. As your exclusive trained comfort specialist dealer, we provide the highest quality work by trained professionals and top-notch service. So give the hometown team a call today at 912-638-5778 or check us out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's favorite for fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick, too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys, Taco Tuesdays, Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcias.com, and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
College football, great week one. A lot of big wins for teams. A lot of you're not a real contender. Clemson, Florida, especially talking about you. You know, I'm going to be really honest with you, and I'm going to get in the games here in a second. But I just wanted to take a couple of seconds and address the Florida situation, which is, you know, a hot topic right now. Why hasn't success followed Billy Napier to the University of Florida? The reason for that is because, of course, Billy Napier came from the Sun Belt University of Louisiana, and the kid, the type of kid that he's coaching at the University of Florida is not the same type of kid that he was coaching at the University of Louisiana. And the University of Florida, these are 4- and 5-star kids out of the state of Florida, which is a recruiting hotbed. A lot of NIL money tied to these kids in Louisiana. That wasn't the case. These kids at Louisiana were hopeful to get a scholarship. They did. You're dealing with a lot of 3-stars there that are just trying to get better and do anything the coach wants to ask. This started with Napier. He lost the team all the way back to year one with Brian Cox Jr., that incident. If you recall, Brian Cox Jr., pretty much the leader of the locker room, certainly the team leader on the defensive side of the ball. He was trying to help Billy Napier. A lot of the other kids on the team were complaining about Napier. Cox was trying to go between the two and act as a mediator, and he was communicating with Napier about some of the concerns from the other players. Napier didn't really want to hear it. He lost Brian Cox. When he lost Brian Cox, he lost the locker room. Brian Cox has said, well, I'm just not going to help you anymore. And then they had a little altercation on the field, and then Billy Napier kicked the leader of the team off of the team. And at that point forward, it was pretty well over. Writing on year one, writing was on the wall for Napier because he lost the kids, he lost the locker room, and he hasn't been able to get it back because he hasn't been able to win, you know, big games. He's got the Tennessee win from last year, but that's really it. And just completely embarrassed by Miami, which, of course, is a big rival. They'll have Samford this week, the University of Florida, and the Gators will. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I don't predict Billy Napier to get through the 2024 season before they pull the plug on him. Number three, Texas at Michigan. Michigan, not quite the same team that they were last year. Texas has got to go to the Big House. Tough place to play, tough place to win. Texas finds a way to get it done, and they beat Michigan. 17, Kansas State at Tulane. Interesting that Kansas State is going to Tulane in this game. I think this game's going to be close, but I think Kansas State finds a way to win. Arkansas at 16, Oklahoma State. This is my upset pick, or at least one of them. Arkansas goes to Oklahoma State and knocks off the Cowboys. 23, Georgia Tech at Syracuse. Georgia Tech, in my eyes, they're an ACC contender, legitimately. They'll go on the road. They've already won a game all the way in Dublin. They knocked off Georgia State last week, you know, in the rivalry across the street. I like Georgia Tech to get the W against Syracuse. Bowling Green at number 8, Penn State. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Penn State showed me something last week. They went to Morgantown. They not only won the football game, but they destroyed the Mountaineers at home. I actually thought West Virginia was going to win that game. I was wrong. Looks like Penn State's for real. They'll be at home this week against Bowling Green. They should not have any problems there. Tennessee Tech at number 1, Georgia. Georgia looked great in the second half against Clemson. Got some things straight in the second half and just basically body punched Clemson to death. No problem here for the Dogs. They roll against Tennessee Tech at home. Jacksonville State at 22, Louisville. Louisville will win this game. Jacksonville State will hang around, you know, stay within a couple of scores. They'll never really threaten to win the game. Northern Illinois at Notre Dame. I picked Texas A&M. I'll be the first one to admit it. I thought they had a chance. Quarterback issues at Texas A&M. That's what cost them the football game against Notre Dame. Notre Dame at home in South Bend against Northern Illinois, they'll get this football game. I'm not sure that Notre Dame is as good as they looked against Texas A&M, but Texas A&M wasn't as good as I thought either. Iowa State at 21 Iowa. This game's going to be really close. Rivalry game, in-state game. Game is at Iowa. Close game, I'll take the Hawkeyes. Baylor at number 11, Utah. No problem here for Utah. When I say no problem, Baylor will keep the game a couple, three scores. It won't be an obliteration by Utah, but they will win comfortably. Middle Tennessee at number 6, Ole Miss. And Ole Miss gets this job done. They blow out Middle Tennessee, but now I think Ole Miss might have a bigger problems as the rumor mill is flying and the folks down in Gainesville are clamoring for Lane. The question is not if the University of Florida contacts Lane Kiffin when they cut bait with Billy Napier. It's not a question of if. It's will Lane leave Ole Miss to take the Florida job? Do you leave Ole Miss to go to Florida? I do. It's a better job, better resources. To me, that's a no-brainer. Florida A&M at number 12, Miami. Give me the Hurricanes. Boy, they look good against the Gators, although I think the Gators are just a befuddled mess right now. 19, Kansas at Illinois. Here's another one of my upset specials. Illinois at home upsets the Jayhawks. They get the W. South Florida at number 4, Alabama. Remember last year, Alabama in this game, they were at South Florida in Tampa, and they really struggled. I think it was like a 10-3 type of game, and they had to score a touchdown late to beat the Bulls. Jalen Milroe is a much different quarterback now than he was at this point last year. Alabama gets the job done. They get it done big. Buffalo at Missouri. Watch out for Missouri. They are quietly going to be a playoff contender, currently ranked 9th. They will definitely get the job done against Buffalo at home. Western Michigan at number 2, Ohio State. I'm still not sold on Ohio State, but I do think they'll get the job done in the shoe against Western Michigan. Nicholls State at 18, LSU. You could not have convinced me that USC was good enough to beat LSU. And then they did. And once again, defensive issues for the Tigers. This has been a theme now. Nicholls State, they'll look fine against them down in Death Valley. LSU with the win, but I think there are bigger problems in Baton Rouge. 14, Tennessee at 24, NC State. Tennessee goes on the road, and I think they outclass NC State. Remember now, NC State is one of my teams to contend for an ACC championship. I think they'll be there in the end, and I think you're going to see the difference of talent, the gap, because Tennessee is kind of that fringe SEC team. Maybe in, you know, they sneak in with a 12 to the college football playoff. NC State, I'm talking about them being at the top of the conference, and I still think Tennessee goes and beats NC State. Houston at 15, Oklahoma. Upset alert here. I think Oklahoma gets this game, but I think Houston will come close and have an opportunity to win in the end. I think Oklahoma does find a way. Appalachian State at number 25, Clemson. Oh, boy, the sky is falling in Clemson. He's got to get in the transfer portal. He's not as good of a coach as he used to be. He got outmaneuvered by Kirby Smart, and everybody now just raining down on Dabo. It's a dangerous game, by the way. App State has made a career over the last decade of beating powerhouses. Dangerous game for Clemson. I think they get it, but I think this game's closer than what they're going to want it to be. Boise State at number 7, Oregon. Everybody was on the Oregon bandwagon, and then they struggled with a team they shouldn't have struggled with last week. I think they struggle again with Boise State this week. They're in Eugene. I think Oregon finds a way to maybe get up by 10 points late, but I think this is a tight, tough football game. I think Oregon finds a way to survive by the skin of their teeth. Northern Arizona at Arizona. Give me number 20, Arizona. Utah State at 13, USC. All of a sudden, USC's everybody's darling. They're a college football playoff contender. They're still not very good. They beat a team in LSU that has defensive problems. They'll handle Utah State at home. USC is not going to be there in the end. Don't buy that fool's gold. In the SEC, McNeese at Texas A&M. Texas A&M trying to rebound after getting beat by Notre Dame. They will against McNeese at home. Cal at Auburn. Boy, Auburn put up a ton of points last week. I think that they will get the job done at home on the Plains against Cal. South Carolina at Kentucky. Big game in the SEC. Give me Kentucky at home. I think Kentucky is better than what people think they are. I think Kentucky is going to be there in the end as far as being the top of the conference, top three or four teams in the SEC. I really believe that. Samford at Florida. Oh, boy. It's a dumpster fire in Gainesville. And now he's taking shots at the fan base. Dude, you're taking shots at Middle Rural Florida. What do you think your fan base is? The closest city you have to you is Jacksonville, an hour and 15 minutes. That's not a major metropolitan. The closest major metropolitan you have is 3 hours south in Tampa. What do you think is between you and Tampa? Rural Central Florida. That's your fan base. The guy is, he's done. I don't see any way he survives. Alcorn State at Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt pulled one on Virginia Tech last week. I didn't see that coming, but they did. They'll take care of Alcorn State as well up in Nashville. Mississippi State at Arizona State. Give me Arizona State. In the ACC, BYU at SMU. Give me SMU. Duke at Northwestern. Give me the Dukies. Pitt at Cincinnati. I'll take Pitt. Duquesne at Boston College. Boston College coming off of a victory over Florida State, handing them their second loss. Charlotte at North Carolina. I'll take North Carolina. Marshall goes to Blacksburg and reeling Virginia Tech. I think Virginia Tech somewhat gets the train back on the tracks. They beat Marshall at home. Virginia at Wake. Give me Virginia. Cal Poly at Stanford. Give me Stanford. In the Big 12, Albany at West Virginia. West Virginia gets it done. Sam Houston at UCF. UCF gets it done at home. Space U with the W. Colorado at Nebraska in the Big 12. I had Nebraska circled. I scratched it out. I've circled Colorado. I'm going Colorado in that game. Conference USA, Louisiana at Kennesaw State. Give me Louisiana. In the Sun Belt, Chattanooga at Georgia State. Give me Georgia State. They play Tech tough. And Georgia Southern at Nevada, whichever one you'd prefer. And I will take Nevada to beat the Eagles of Georgia Southern on Saturday. Oh man, what a huge slate of games. Not really a ton of top 25 games, but still it'll be a fun weekend.
It's time for back to school, time for fall, time for football, and Cunningham Jewelers has time for you. Come on in and let your friends at Cunningham Jewelers help you pick that perfect watch to help you keep time. With the best watch selection in the Golden Isles, Cunningham Jewelers has the right timepiece for you. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Summer is here, and now is the time to make sure your AC doesn't strike out in the South Georgia heat. Time to give your friends at Air Adjusters a call to have your AC serviced. It'll help your power bill, too. And don't forget that Air Adjusters can install and service your ice machine at your home or business, no matter the brand. Air Adjusters is the Manitowoc factory rep for this area. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online, airadjusters.com.
License number CN208489.
With Duckworth Properties, your dream home is just a click or a phone call away. One of the premier real estate agencies in all of South Georgia, Duckworth Properties agents have the know-how and expertise to make your dream home a reality. Whether it's finding that perfect place or a new construction, Duckworth Properties will get it done. over $69 million in sales already for 2024, there is no better choice. 912-262-0366, online at duckworthproperties.com, or check out our Facebook page, Duckworth Properties, unlocking your dreams.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Accepts most insurances. Hassle-free transfers and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and Mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait times under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show, and joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Boy, we've done a lot of Braves interviews.
A lot of Braves.
Gosh almighty, I've never, Dr. Sasser, seen a year that has one team has had so many injuries. It's nuts. But at least they give us something to talk about every month.
That's true.
So today we're going to talk about A.J. Minter. Weird injury, one that you don't really see a lot, where, you know, A.J. Minter, they put him on the IL with an inflamed hip. He has since had surgery. So I guess let's start at the beginning. What would cause an inflamed hip for a pitcher? Let's start there.
Well, and, you know, that is his front side hip, so that's his lead hip, that's his lead leg. So as he's stepping down the mound, he's basically hyperflexing that leg, and that can lead to inflammation of the hip joint.
I guess just repetition of it over and over. And A.J. Minter, you know, he's not a spring chicken anymore. I guess he's now in his late 20s, if he's not in his early 30s at this point. So with an inflamed hip, as I mentioned, they've since done surgery. What do you do surgically to repair an inflamed hip?
Well, you know, and his diagnosis overall was impingement. And I know we've talked a lot about baseball players and other throwing athletes having impingement in their shoulder.
Yeah.
And that's when they either develop a bone spur or calcification or even thickening of the labrum, which can cause decreased space in the joint, and that can lead to inflammation, lead to injury, lead to rotator cuff tears and everything. There is a similarity between the impingement in the hip and the impingement in the shoulder. To a certain degree, they're both ball and socket joints. Mm-hmm. The shoulder is a very unconstrained ball and socket joint, kind of like a golf ball on a tee, whereas the hip has a deep cup, and that ball sits down into it. So if you think of that ball sitting deep into that cup, all around the edge of the cup, you can definitely develop some impingement. You can develop bone spurs around it. So the whole goal is to create more space for that hip to work.
And just thinking about what you said, what popped in my brain is a pitcher, of course, you know, there's momentum transfer from the back leg to the front leg. And so you're basically talking about a guy's entire weight coming down and transferring from the back leg to the front leg, basically the hip.
Right.
So that seems like that would be pretty painful.
Right. And it's in the same position, so it's cyclical, like you were saying, that it's repetitive. It's a repetitive type injury. So when bone gets inflamed, it tries to make more bone. That's where bone spurs come from. Mm-hmm. That's where, you know, you see it in pitchers' elbows, you see it in shoulders. We all know people that get calcifications along their Achilles tendon, you know, plantar fasciitis, all those kind of things. So when a bone spur will develop on either side of the joint to try to push that inflammation away. So if it keeps hitting in the same position again and again and again, that's where you get the impingement. And so that's where you go in with surgery and clean up that spur, possibly fix the labrum, which is kind of the lip around the hip joint, and take some of the spur down off the neck of the hip.
Which is kind of what you want to do as a pitcher, repetition.
Right.
You know, you want the same mechanics every single time, and when you do that, to your point,
right,
over and over and right, over and over. Okay, joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. So now that they've had the surgery, obviously the little bit of season that's left, he's done for the year. What's his rehab look like for 2025?
You know, with hip scopes, a lot of times, and I got to say that I'm spitballing a little bit, but a lot of times with these hip scopes, one of the first things you have to do is protect their weight bearing, because the hip is a weight bearing joint. So it's not like if you had shoulder surgery that you just put them in a sling. So initially, because you want to make sure they don't get any kind of stress fracture, usually they'll be on crutches, even partial weight bearing, for 4 to 6, if not 8 weeks. And then you start back with the getting the range of motion so they don't get stiff. So it can easily be a 4 if not 6 month rehab.
That's kind of what I was thinking, that it wasn't going to be a couple months and then he'll be back. And another thing that pops into my brain, Dr. Sasser, so tell me if I'm wrong, this type of injury at least seems to me that if it's not handled the right way, especially with AJ Minter, you know, like I said, late 20s, early 30s, this has potential possibly to be a career ender for him?
It can, and it also depends on what else they see. It's kind of, you know, there's a lot of golfers that have gotten their hips scoped and cleaned up and everything. And if it's just an isolated impingement, meaning where the cup is hitting the ball and they clean that up and possibly fix the labrum, then he's got a good prognosis. But also, if you get in there and he started to develop some arthritis, there's arthritic changes, well, then that may shorten his career.
So if they get this thing cleaned up and it's just an impingement, maybe some spurs, you remove that. Moving forward, you wouldn't think that this would be something that might plague him moving forward, here and there cropping up on him?
I mean, it could down the road, but if it is more isolated, then I think he should have a good prognosis, as long as they keep his rehab to, you know, that 6 month or more range.
So basically, we may not even see him for the beginning of 2025.
Right.
Dr. Sasser, thank you. Appreciate your time.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
The Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and DBM Roofing. None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available. Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate, 912-326-5337. Give DBM a like on Facebook or check them out online, dbmroofing.com.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company, serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices, right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Competitive pricing, J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Trex decking needs. Low maintenance and no painting. And of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy. Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
Yeah, man, we're about to pick some games. Before we do that, the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by DBM Roofing. The glow is back. Great Pumpkin Luminite returns to Wild Adventures starting September 20th. And towering pumpkin sculptures, unique pumpkin spice food items, and immersive fall fun around every corner. And Great Pumpkin Luminites is bigger than ever this year with new Garden of Giants featuring pumpkins weighing in at over 800 pounds and more. Get your photo with the new pumpkin sculpture, stroll through the animated lights of the 100-foot-long Twilight Tunnel, and find your way through the foggy forest. Featuring a canopy of swinging lights suspended from 40 feet in the air, check out our new additions to the Luminite Legends Pumpkin Gallery with over 175 intricately carved pumpkins, and enjoy over 20 tasty treats during the country's Pumpkin Spice Festival. Come back next year and this year. Visit wildadventures.com for more information. All right, here we go. All right, so I told you we're going to pick some games. We're going to pick some games. Frederica at Tift area. Frederica, a young football team trying to get their footing up underneath them. I like Tift area to get this game at home, by the way. Robert Toombs Christian Academy at Bullock Academy. Look, I think Bullock's really good. I don't think RTCA can come into Statesboro and beat Bullock. Give me the Gators at home. Pelham at Valwood. Valwood is the defending GISA state champions, but Pelham is a very good football team. Single-A squad. We have seen them take down some powerhouses in single-A and make some deep playoff runs. I think they beat MCA a couple of years ago in like the Sweet 16 or something like that. Give me Pelham on the road in Wintersville. Bartram Trail at Ware County. Bartram Trail is a good football team from the state of Florida. They've won state titles over there. They're going to head to the swamp. Ware County is a tough place to win. Give me the Gators at home. But, man, if you don't have anything going on and you live close to there, go buy yourself a ticket because that's going to be a good one. Long at Groves. Long County with a chance to get to 4-0 on the season. A very winnable game despite the fact it's on the road at Groves. Give me Long County to get to 4-0 on the year. Rebalt goes to Chris Gilman to play the Camden County Wildcats in the Florida leg of that Camden schedule. No problems here for the Wildcats. They'll blow Rebalt out as they continue to march forward toward that Richmond Hill showdown. Richmond Hill, speaking of them, at New Hampstead. Richmond Hill is going to go on the road and they're going to blow out New Hampstead. This is not going to be a close game. Richmond Hill is very, very good, by the way. As a matter of fact, I'm going ahead and telling you right now, Richmond Hill's going to win that region. That region's got Colquitt and Camden and Lowndes and Valdosta. Richmond Hill's beating all of them. Valdosta at Jesuit, Florida. Give me Valdosta. This is going to be a really good game, close game. I think Valdosta wins. I think. Bradwell at Glen Academy. Glen Academy, the last time we saw them a couple of weeks ago, they fell victim to the Richmond Hill Wildcats at Glen County Stadium. They'll be able to rebound against Bradwell between the bricks. Brunswick High goes to Effingham. Don't know what to make of Effingham. I know what I got in Brunswick. I got a Brunswick team that will throw the ball all over the field. I've got a Brunswick team that's pretty good defensively. I've got an Effingham team that I just don't know. Give me the Pirates to go on the road and beat the Rebels up in Springfield. Statesboro at Greenbrier. Give me Statesboro on the road. Warner Robins at Houston. I had Houston circled. I've scratched it out. I'm going Warner Robins to knock off the Bears at home. Toombs at Rome. I don't think Toombs makes the trip to North Georgia and beats the Wolves in Rome. Give me Rome. Pierce at Wayne. Great googly moogly. I cannot believe I'm going to say this. And it's no fault of the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. It's just their schedule. Holy cow. Pierce goes to JC Stadium and beats the Yellow Jackets. And the Yellow Jackets start 0-4. Man, the heat is getting turned up in Jessup. Southeast Bullock at Calvary Day. I said in the first segment, this is a show me game for the Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets. They've looked good to this point. I like Calvary Day. I know what I got in Calvary Day. I need to see Southeast Bullock win a game like this. I have not yet seen it. Gotta see it. Appling goes to Swainsboro. Swainsboro is a really good football team. I think they're like 1-2. They obliterated Metter to get back in the winning column. Things back on track, maybe. I like Appling to go to Swainsboro and win. I just think that Appling's going to have a little bit more depth than the Tigers. So give me the Appling Pirates. Tatnall at Jeff Davis. Jeff Davis is my new darling. I like him. I think they're going to have a big year. They'll beat Tatnall at home. Vidalia at Brantley. If there was ever a Brantley team that really, really needed a win, it's this group right here. They'll be at home at Caney Bay hosting Vidalia. I think they've got some issues on the offensive line. I think they've got some issues running the football. I don't know how tough of a football team that I haven't really seen it. I do know that I've got a lot of faith in David Shores, and I do believe if he's given an opportunity over there and given time and resources that he will turn that thing around and win over there in Brantley. Might take him some time. Give me Vidalia to win in Caney Bay. Yulee at Charlton. Charlton got obliterated last week. They got embarrassed at home by Jeff Davis. They'll regroup here. They'll get the job done against Yulee. Great football game. MCA at ECI. I think I'm going to go ECI here. I said all along that I liked MCA, and I still do. But, man, ECI showed me something going to Swainsboro and knocking them off. Or, actually, they had the game there in Twin City, but still knocking Swainsboro off. You made me a believer, ECI. I'm believing in you. So, at home, I think you'll take care of the Buccaneers and get the job done and stay undefeated on the young season. So here we go. It is inching toward that time for high school football. Let's go!
The Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Here are some key games from around South Georgia tonight. ECI and MCA will renew their rivalry up in Twin City. Richmond Hill pays a visit to New Hampstead. Brunswick takes a short trip up I-95 to take on region foe Effingham. Statesboro will haul to Augusta for a tilt against Greenbrier. Pierce pays a visit to JC Stadium to take on Wayne. And a big one over in Macon as Warner Robins heads to Houston with both ranked in the top 10 in the state. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.